Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K, back in the building. Oh, my gosh, she's back. What? Oh, my God. Y'all, look. Okay. I've heard you. I've saw your complaints. I've seen your DMs. I know that you're mad, okay? I know that you are upset. I know that you are frustrated within your soul and in your heart because she's been gone. Where have you been, little girl? Oh, y'all. I had to get my life together, okay? And I keep saying that every time I take a break, but this was like an extended break. Like, she was on vacation or something. Girl, where you go? Where you go? What you was doing? Why you ain't checked on us? I feel like a baby mama who just dropped off their kids at the baby daddy house and just went about her business. I feel like I've neglected y'all. I'm sorry. Forgive me. But no, y'all, I am back. We are refreshed. We are ready for season two. Look, it's up. And I don't mean Cardi B. It's just up. It been up there. It's a Baton Rouge thing. I don't know who wrote that song for her. I don't know why it's going viral and this and this and all that. But it been up and been stuck in Baton Rouge. Okay? Y'all know nothing about that? Y'all know nothing about that? But look, we about to get into this episode. I am so excited to be back, y'all. I miss y'all. Like, it feel like I quit my job and now I'm coming back on as a new hire. Like, what? What? Anyway, that's all I'm going to say right now, because this episode is going to not only address where I've been, what I've been doing, the revelations in which the Lord has been revealing to me, but this is also a podcast episode where I just have to be obedient. I have to encourage my brothers and sisters. I have to lead with love. I have to fully live out this journey that God has called and graced me to be on. So if you all do not know, my name is Drea K. I am a media personality, podcast host, creative, entrepreneur, whatever, like all of these titles, whatever. I just do a lot of things, okay? I do a lot of things for the Lord, for my family, for myself. Hello, self-care, hey. But I am just a vessel. I love encouraging people. I love talking to people. Like at this point in my life, I can't even like not do it. There can be a crisis going on and I'm sitting over there, well, you know, girl, God got you. You know what I'm saying? Hello? The weapons may form, but oh, they will not prosper, okay? Like, that's me now. And, you know, I'm just grateful. You know, I was never like this. I was just, you know, hey. But that's me. If you all want to check out the past episodes, please subscribe. Please tell your friends about the episodes. Please tell the people about the Living in Pursuit podcast. You can follow me. You can find me on social media. My Instagram is Drea's Story. That's DreasStory. Hey, Dreas, Story. Okay. And you can also find me on TikTok. Yeah, your girl's on TikTok. Drea K. Also YouTube. And you can find my interviews and things of that nature on that platform. So now that I've rambled and complained and did the most, hello, we're going to get into this episode. God has been challenging me to live out this thing that I have been proclaiming since I started this podcast. I started the podcast last year in 2020. And y'all know 2020 was supposed to be the year of just the best year of our lives. And then it turned into something else. But it was very transformative and very revelational for me. So there was a lot of things going on with me spiritually, a lot of maturity, a lot of growth, a lot of just things was happening in 2020. But I started the podcast January of 2020 with the intention of just getting on the mic and talking about and sharing things that God or I felt that God was doing in me and through me at that time. So I would get on the episode, I would get on the podcast, I should say, every week, and look, we would go in, okay? But towards the end of 2020, when some things that were prophesied to me, some things that I had believed in or falsely believed in that were going to happen didn't happen, I became discouraged. I'm not going to lie, I became so discouraged. I became just distant from God. And before you judge, let's just talk about what it feels like to believe in God for something and have somebody tell you something at a time where you were trying to spiritually mature, at a time where you were very vulnerable and very hoping and had faith in God to do this one thing, but it just wasn't in his will or his timing at that specific time. So when I say all of that, I mean, really the lesson that I learned towards the end of 2020 was to rely on God more than I rely on my understanding. Hello, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. That was the whole scripture that I had to stand on during that time. Trust and rely on the Lord. Do not lean onto your own understanding. So especially if God didn't confirm something that was said to you or prophesied to you, if you aren't in your word, if you don't know the word of God to discern what is of God and what is not of God, then situations like that will happen to you. It probably has happened to you. If it has, I'm sorry, sis. I know what that feels like. I hope that you can forgive the people that have spoken into your life and made you vulnerable and made you feel depressed and discouraged. But let's just say this. The Lord is good. Hello. Come on, somebody. What I was believing in God for at that time was something that he needed to test my faith in for a time such as this, meaning today, yesterday, this week, last week, the present. What I was believing in God for did not require my timing. It just required my faith. Hello. It required my obedience. It required my just my faith. It required me to depend on God. And at that time, I wasn't depending on him. I was upset. God, why isn't this thing happening? Why is this being delayed? What did I do? What did I say? Did I do something wrong? Had I sinned too many times to not get this thing that I was asking you for, believing in you for? And I can personally say that once I let go and let God, hello, somebody, oh, that's a word right there. Once I let go and let God, what I was believing in God for, it came to me. And it didn't come at a time where I was stressed. It didn't come at a time where I was vulnerable. It didn't come at a time where I was searching for answers and leaning onto my own understanding. It came from a place of me being mentally sane and quiet with God and at peace, really truly trusting him and really truly seeking him, knowing that if I had a word or if I felt that God was trying to tell me something in that moment, that I would come to him first. I wouldn't just write it down in my journal and start, oh my God, this is going to happen on this date and this and that. No, like I really took what I felt or what I felt that I was hearing from God, and I brought it back to him saying, God, this is me. This is what I feel in my spirit, and this is what I'm going to give back to you. If this is you, Father God, confirm your word. Hello, somebody. That's what we should do. That's what we should always do in every situation that we are in, you guys. So I want to encourage y'all with that. First and foremost, that's the opening word. That's the opening word. That's not even the word. Hello. Why am I preaching? Why am I saying hello? What the? Let me stop playing with y'all, but that is the opening word, okay? Because I know that there are people that listen to me that have maybe had that experience or just find themselves in a place of confusion and doubt and feel like you're in a hurry, like you have to do this and you have to do that in order to see this thing through. But God is in control, my friend. God is in control. And as soon as you stop leaning on your own understanding of how it's going to be and what it's going to look like and how it's supposed to look like and what you're supposed to understand and get from situations and experiences, as soon as you let that go, I swear to you, I promise you, God can move. He's not going to move in no confusion. He's not going to move when you're in a state of just denial and a state of depression. Like, he's not going to move on his word until you come to a place of full surrender. So that was the first word of the day. But let's get into this podcast episode. Okay, hello. So as I stated in the beginning, God has really been challenging me to live out this thing that I have been in pursuit of, which is the Living in Pursuit podcast. At first, the podcast was called In Pursuit. I think In Pursuit podcast. But then I changed it to Living in Pursuit because when you think about being in pursuit or living in pursuit, like this thing that you are pursuing is a lifetime. There's going to be a lifetime of struggles, a lifetime of revelation, a lifetime of experiences. And we must live in a place of pursuit of whatever those situations and experiences may bring. It may be a relationship, it may be a friendship, it may be a business, it may be some of those things, but it also will be pursuing happiness, pursuing peace, living in pursuit of God, living in pursuit of the fruits of the Spirit, living in pursuit of bettering yourself. This thing is a lifestyle. It's a certain way that you have to live. It's a certain characteristic. There are certain characteristics. There are certain attributes. There are certain ways that we have to live while pursuing the things that God has called us to pursue. We have to make sure that our pursuit is purposeful. It's not just something that we're out here saying and not living. Hello. You have to live in pursuit, meaning each and every day you get up, you pray, you do your thing, but you go after what you believe in God for. You don't sit around and wait and become stagnant and think that, oh, just because I'm praying and just because I have a relationship with God means that he's just going to bring me all of the things that I'm praying for. No. What are you living out every day? What are you actively pursuing every single day? How are you living in pursuit? What are you doing every day? Have you gotten comfortable again? Have you gotten in this place of complacency? Have you gotten so comfortable in your blessing that now you just expect God to do what he does and require no participation from you? Why do we feel like pursuing a business or a relationship does not require wholeness? Why do we oftentimes feel like the grind and chasing after the bag does not require a certain heart check and a certain demand from God and for us to act accordingly and for us to govern ourselves as children of God? Why do we feel like we can bring all of this baggage with us while we are pursuing things of God? That's not how you live in pursuit. That's how you live in a lie. That's why you see so many people on Instagram chasing after the bag and still be broke and still be broken relationally, spiritually, because they're not living this thing out the way God has called them to live it out. And God has really been challenging me with that. He's been challenging me to go back to my why and reevaluate it. Come on, get up from that place and come get these blessings. Now, you done started a whole podcast that says living in pursuit, but are you actually living in pursuit, or are you living in fear and doubt and frustration because I didn't do something that you wanted me to do at the time? Ooh, okay. Well, let me get up then. Let me go live in pursuit then. Let me stop blaming myself and having this pity party. Let me get up and go pursue these things that you've been showing me, even in my confusion, even in my frustration, even in my vulnerability. Let me go pursue these things. I can't keep staying in different places and spaces of complacency. Living in pursuit does not require you to be complacent. It requires you to be compelling to your calling. What has God called you to do? And why aren't you living that out? And he's really been challenging me to go back to my why. My why is my faith in God. My faith to know that he's going to do what he told me he was going to do. He had to show me in those moments. He had to actively show me. Even this whole year, 2021 so far, he's had to show me my why. And he has allowed me to reevaluate it. So that's why I've been taking so much time off. I had to become a living example of living in pursuit. I can't get on this podcast and tell y'all to live in pursuit, and I'm just sitting up here like, you know, I'm just waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting. Girl, he said what he said. And really living in pursuit, all that is stepping out on faith. It's walking into your calling. It's putting in the work. It's what we were talking about a year ago when the podcast first started. It's identifying what is in your way and coming up with a strategy to get around it or through it. I can't stay in this fear. I can't stay in this place of doubt. I can't stay here. I have things to pursue. I have people to save. I have to tell my testimony. I have to encourage people. I have to start this business because it's going to change lives. Why do we always forget that when we live in pursuit, we're not just living in pursuit of ourselves. We're living in pursuit of God's promise. We're living in pursuit of the obedience of what that takes. You can't live in pursuit if you aren't pursuing anything. Stop thinking that you have to pursue something once you get the full picture. This was me. This what kept me stuck at times. God would show me something. I would be so excited about it. I would start pursuing that thing, trying to, you know, put some things in order and do this and do that. But then I would stop. Because then I would run into an emotion that I hadn't dealt with yet. I would run into fear. I would run into procrastination. I would run into so many things that were unaddressed in my heart. And let me tell you something. God is not going to let you live in pursuit until those things are corrected, until those things have been addressed, until you have brought that thing to God and truly submitted yourself under his authority and what he wants to take out and put in your heart. God gives us pieces of the picture, but not the whole thing. He does this so that we can take another leap of faith. When we get stuck in doing something, we just stop. Like, if we can't find our remote, or if we can't find something, if we can't complete a task that we're doing, we give up and we just stop. And we're just like, oh, well, I'll do it later. And later never comes because we start doing something else and get distracted by something else.
That's also like saying, okay, I done ran into procrastination. I'll deal with it later. Okay, I done ran into fear. I'm going to deal with it later. Okay, I done ran into this and this and that. I'm going to just deal with my heart later and try to live this thing out and try to do things in my own strength without God. And we unknowingly do this, but this is what's happening to us spiritually.
Understand that you are moving towards something. Not for something, towards something. So what are you moving towards? He tests our obedience when he gives us the glimpses. So when he showed you something, or if he confirms something, that's the go. That's the confirmation. Keep going. Don't stop just because you got this piece of the puzzle. Keep going. Also, he doesn't give us the whole picture because he still has to develop us. Come on. I can't put you up on a stage right now because you might say the wrong thing. You might get there and lose all your confidence and become anxious about what other people might say about you. Oh, I just had that experience too. Personally, we got to stop being scared. Fear, doubt, anxiety, these anxious thoughts and these anxious feelings, that has to come out. And it's going to come out. He's going to put you in situations where it's going to reveal itself. And then he's going to start doing the work that it takes to get those things out of you. Everything will not be or look perfect. You are not the finished product. Ooh, let me say that again. You are not the finished product. Your business is not the finished product. Your children are not the finished product. You are still in pursuit. Everything doesn't have to look or be perfect before you start the pursuit. How many times do we think that everything has to be perfect before we get back on the podcast? Hello. Everything has to be perfect before we start that business, before we do this, before we do that. And it's like, nah. Stop getting so caught up in what you see to determine where you go. Everything you see, you're swayed by it. Oh, well, I do want to start my podcast again. I do want to start this business. I do want to pursue this thing, but I see somebody else over here doing this, and I think that I should do that. Is that what God told you to do? No. That ain't what he told you to do. Go back to your journal. Go back to your word. Go back to what he said. Because if you don't stand on the word that God gave you, you're going to sway. You're going to drift. Hello, Pastor Mike. You're going to drift. And if you don't get that out of you, that way of thinking, you're going to be pursuing the wrong things. You have to check your pursuit. That's a whole word. Man, I'm dropping. Man, look. I wish I had some bombs. I need some bombs. Pew, pew, pew. We dropping bombs on them. There is a bomb in Gilead. Let me stop. The next one. Stop getting comfortable in your blessings. He has more. Why do we feel like every time or when God blesses us that's it, that's the end? Let me just soak up these blessings right now. Let me just live in this blessing right now. Let me get complacent. Let me get comfortable in this blessing right now. Y'all, I'm in a new 2021 car. Hello. Don't ask me how I got it. I just got it. Because God is good and he told me that I was going to get the car. And I did. I had to stand on that word. I had to live in faith. I had to live in pursuit of that word. I'm sitting in a 2-bedroom apartment home. As you all may know, I was living with my parents for the last 2 years. I don't know how I got this apartment, but God told me I was going to have it. Like, I have a home office. I'm sitting at my desk right now talking to you guys. I've been in here for about a month. I don't know how every day I get up in the morning and I'm able to pay bills with no anxiety attached to them. I don't understand how I'm able to put gas in my car and fill up the tank. Not just put that little $10 in, but fill up the tank and go where I need to go. I can't tell you how I'm able to live in this apartment complex with my son. And we eat a meal every night. I can't explain to you how. I can only tell you that when God tells you something and he tells you that he will never leave or forsake you, that's real. That's a promise. When he tells you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that's a promise. You better stand on the promises of God and live in pursuit of those promises. If no weapon formed against me shall prosper, then why am I sitting over here living in fear, not pursuing this thing? Come on, somebody. So I really just want you guys to understand what you're living in pursuit of. How important it is that you do so. How transformative your life would be if you start living this thing out. Everything works together for our good. You know that. Romans 8:28. You know that. Period. You know that. But are you living that? Are you living in that? Are you conscious of that? If everything works out for my good, then surely this relationship ending is going to be good for me. Surely this job that laid me off is going to be good for me. Surely this is just a setup. This is just a redirection. Surely this is just a confirmation that God has more in store for me. Surely this is a confirmation that I should pursue something that God already told me to pursue and stop pursuing something that I told myself. Come on. I'm done. That's all I gotta say. Do y'all like this new energy? Like, I feel like a little Baton Rouge is coming out. Like, yeah, you better pursue that thing and stop playing. You hear me? Let me stop. I'm so ghetto. That's what I had to say to y'all today. Check your pursuits. Stop getting comfortable in your blessings. God has more. And you are not the finished product. What you're in pursuit of is not the finished product. And it's not going to look finished. It's not going to be finished. Because this is a lifelong thing, my baby. This is a lifestyle. This is something that we are going to have to do each and every day. This ain't just something that's seasonal. This is every day. This is everyday pursuits. Okay? So seek God on that. Let him tell you. Let him correct you. Let him mold you. Let him feed your spirit. Allow him to guide you where you need to be. living in pursuit is about trusting God that he will get you there, period. And also ask yourself, what are you afraid of? What am I afraid of? Why has God given me all of these promises and all of these glimpses and I'm still not pursuing them? What's wrong? What has happened to me? Why am I not bold in this area of my life? Why don't I have any heart for this thing? So that's all I gotta say. We're gonna be back next week. Hello somebody. We're gonna be back next week. Okay, stop playing with them, Drea. Stop playing with them. She's back. Okay, she's back. Cue the music.
Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure. Making sure.